Blackstone Publishing presents The Invasion of Heaven, Part 1 of the New Earth Mythology by Michael B. Kep. This book is read by Gabrielle DeCure, John Rubinstein, and Stefan Rudnicki. For Diana Denise. The artist needs no religion beyond his work. Elbert Hubbard. Reality is frequently inaccurate. Douglas Adams. There are more things in heaven and earth, Horatio, than are dreamt of in your philosophy. William Shakespeare. Prologue. This is really happening, isn't it? Dr. Locke Newirth, a 37-year-old psychologist in an olive-green wool coat, blue jeans, and leather hiking boots, walks with his head down. He is crying. His breath steams in the October chill. Before him, the wooded trail blurs as he hikes toward a high cliff above Upper Priest Lake. Through the trees, the afternoon is gray and pale. He can hear the wind above the pines and water rushing against the stones below. He tries to pretend that what has happened is not real. He wishes he had seen it coming. His mentor, friend, and fellow psychologist Marcus Reardon told him once, "When a client of yours takes their own life, you'll want to take yours. You'll believe that it was your fault, and I assure you, after that, there's no going back." Locke brushes at the tears and leans into the hill, upping his pace. "Damn you, Marcus," he says quietly. "Damn you." His mind replays the sessions with Bethany. Bethany Winship, mid-60s, fit and healthy, with a husband, Roger, and grown children, convertible BMW, hot tub, and a healthy allowance. As a girl, she learned to disappear, become invisible, hide. It was a necessary choice after the first time her whiskey-eyed father cracked his belt across her face and thighs. Being unnoticed became a habit, and the better she got at it, the more she was forgotten, neglected. She shouldered all those memories into adulthood, into her marriage and her children, until her strength gave out. Locke sees her pleading eyes, the streaks of black mascara, the remnant of a woman tormented by severe depression, each day falling deeper into darkness. Locke struggles to quiet her voice echoing in his ears, torrents of unmet desires, missed chances, and fear. "My life wasn't supposed to be like this," she had said. "I wish I could redo it, have another chance, rewrite."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?